I'm David. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I've got kind of two preliminary things that I want to mention. The first is I would like to know that whether there's anyone who is offended if I use the traditional three-letter word to describe the divinity. If that's a problem for anyone, I'll use some other word. All right, then I will do that. Second, as I was planning this, I realized when I compare my situation to others, people who I've heard speak about their history with compulsive overeating, that I have a longer history, and I'm going to try to compact that, but it's longer. I was 74 when I joined OA, so I had a lot of food under my belt. So my early problems with food should have signaled someone that there was something wrong here. My first earliest thing that I can remember being perplexed about what's the right amount to eat is the day after I had dinner at a friend's house, and my mother said that his mother called and complained that I had eaten too much food. I didn't really understand that. I didn't eat more food than I usually eat, but the food tasted good and I ate a lot of it. As time went on, I realized that there was something different about my eating. I worried that my father would eat all the food, and so I ate quickly to make sure that I got as much as I wanted. And that was, that didn't make sense to me, but that's just how it was. And my worst event of overeating that I recall that should have somehow maybe wakened me up, awakened me, is a night that I went to my grandparents' house for dinner. It was supposed to be my mother, father, sister, and brother, maybe someone else. We had a couple of other relatives who often were there. But my father and brother couldn't show up. So somehow I got it into my head that I should eat their share. And without going into all of the details, I'll just say that the dessert was one of my favorites. And I put some in my mouth, but I couldn't swallow it. There was no possibility. Then my daughter, when she was, I don't know, 9 or 10, should have been, made it clear that there was some problem. I went to have breakfast one morning. I always left for work before anyone else got up. And I was planning to have leftover cookies for dessert, for breakfast, and I couldn't find them. That evening, I learned that my daughter had taken them and hidden them in her room because I was going to eat them all. Over the years, I tried dieting. My problem with diet is I developed this habit of celebrating the end of a successful diet by eating an over-the-top dessert. That doesn't make any sense to me anymore. Then what's what it happened? Oh, then over the years, I discovered that almost every September and October, I gained weight. It just happens that in my family, that's a big season for eating between religious holidays and birthdays. And that was a problem that I didn't know what to do about. It just seemed like that happened all the time. That's what led me to try these diets. Along the way, I started psychotherapy and came to understand that my eating was connected with some kinds of emotional problems. I didn't really know what the emotional problems were, but I just suspected that. And then I really realized that there was some serious problem one night when I was standing near a dessert table talking to friends and eating little dessert things while I talked. And I decided I'd had too many, and I knew that was a good decision. But not long after that, I discovered I had another dessert in my hand, and I had no plan for choosing it. It was just, that was really upsetting. It meant that I knew I had no control over food, but didn't know what to do about it. So fast forward maybe another 10 years, and I learned that I had autism, that I have autism, and that it means that I have really poor social skills, that I have a lot of anxiety. I can't plan. Just all whole kind of thing. And that I now realize that eating is how I deal with autism often, because I just can't, I can't cope with the results of what happens. So I get autistic anxiety just from some kinds of situations. And then when autism leads me to mess up, I get anxiety because of that. And all the anxiety leads me to eat. And that's, I think, is where the compulsiveness often comes from. But some of the compulsiveness is just getting into situations where I customarily eat. My current problem is that if I wake up in the middle of the night, particularly if I wake up because I'm thinking about something that interferes with my sleep, I have a first reaction is to go and get something to eat. That's, you know, when you're sleepy, that's when your defenses against the disease are most down. I got a sponsor, and early on in OA, and she's been very good, and she's very patient with me. One of the things that requires a lot of patience with me, is that I think it's my autism that has never enabled me to accept advice from someone I might call a mentor, someone who wanted to mentor me, someone who wanted to give me advice. I always fight whatever advice someone gives me. And I finally realized that was happening with her as well. But she's been very patient about that, and surprises me that she keeps trying. When one of the first problems I had, when I started with the sponsor, is that she had the notion of that the God of my understanding needed to be a God who would intervene in my life and help me. And that didn't match my version of a God. My version of a God gave me free will, but I didn't understand what my version of a God really meant. I didn't just have much thought. I think that one of the reasons that's true is that Judaism doesn't have any doxology about God. There's no place written down that this is what Jews believe about God, and if you don't believe that, you're not Jewish. In fact, like most other ideas, Jews have argued about what God is, what to believe about God, for 2,000 years. But it was clear that OA's notion of a higher power didn't match up with my notion of God. The big book says sometimes people who believe in God have a greater difficulty figuring out what their higher power is than people who don't. I don't know if that's true, except that I can say that I believe in God, and I know I had a lot of time to figure out what that was going to mean for me. In the years prior to, at the time I joined OA, I was in the process of reading a lot of the works of and the things written about a 12th century Jewish philosopher and theologian whose greatest writing is a compilation of Jewish law. And one day I had the idea that I know that Jewish law is very detailed. My example is it tells you which shoe to put on first when you get dressed in the morning. So I thought maybe there was something in there about eating. And I found that the ideas about eating made a lot of sense to me. So I wrote them down. I copied out all the quotations, but it's too long. And slowly I have boiled them down to a few words that can fit on a 3x5 note card, which I make reference to periodically. I wish I would do it more often. But it still didn't help me with this notion of what is God. But I read something about that time that reminded me what it was that attracted me to this philosopher, which that his idea of God is that God is pure intelligence. And that's all you can say about God. And I found that, in a sense, comforting. It meant that if I could become sufficiently, I'll use the word spiritual, in trying to relate to God, then I could share in God's intelligence, and God, through God's intelligence, would give me information or knowledge. And then I could access that through intuition. So that's what I ended up with, the higher power of my own understanding. So then my next problem was that I went through a long time working on my food plan, finding that I couldn't stick to my food plan, feeling that if I didn't stick to my food plan, I wasn't being abstinent, being troubled by the fact that eating more calories than were in my food plan wasn't a safe thing to do because there was no way to set how many more calories I could eat. And I was just kidding myself if I got off my food plan. So I came back to the notion that I had to stick to my food plan to be abstinent. Then recently, I read in the OA book called Abstinence. I began reading that book, and I discovered that no, abstinence isn't sticking to my food plan. Abstinence is avoiding compulsive overeating and working toward a healthy body weight. So that what I needed to do was avoid compulsive overeating. Suddenly, that has made the task.
5 minutes, David.
That's made the task of abstinence a lot easier. At least it's a simpler thing for me as an idea. So right now, I am trying to focus on whether I am compulsive overeating. I'm eating compulsively. I recognize that I really need to stay away from my trigger foods because I think that just getting a hold of them is eating compulsively because of how they attract me. And then I also have to avoid these bad habits I have about eating and try to replace them with other things. So my journey has been, even for the 4 or 5 years I've been in OA, my journey has been a difficult one, trying to figure out how my thinking about eating and spirituality and related subjects matches the concepts in OA. But if I work at it, I find that I can do pretty well with matching them up. What I still need to do is succeed in being abstinent for more than a week or two. I was abstinent for about 3 or 4 months once. Now I just have a lot of just too much anxiety, too many pressures on me, but I keep working at it. The best thing I can say is that I know that being in OA has overall been a big success for me. For the first time, probably since I was in my 20s, I have managed to go through 4 years without gaining any weight. To me, that alone is a major accomplishment. I've lost some weight since I was in OA. I've been I've lost weight and gained it back, but I know that if I can become abstinent, I will feel better in my life. And if I can feel better in my life, I'll have less anxiety and I will be less likely to use food to relieve my anxiety. So while this hasn't been an easy journey, it's a program that gives me a lot of confidence and a strong belief that, in fact, the whole program is spiritual, and it's not to just change my eating habits, but to change my life in a way that will reduce my anxiety and therefore reduce my eating. So that's it. Thank you all for listening. I think no one disappeared while I was talking. I appreciate that.
Thank you, David.